The Jacksonville City Council president says the mayor's office is moving too fast in a potential sale of JEA. However, Mayor Lenny Curry denies that. A report detailing the value of JEA and some pros and cons of the city selling the utility company will be finalized Wednesday. Last week, CEO Paul McElroy asked City Council President Anna Lopez Brochet to convene a special City Council meeting Wednesday for a presentation of the report. Brochet says she was open to that, but after meeting with the mayor's office.
They also asked if I would be supportive of emergency upon introduction legislation.
Meaning legislation passed Wednesday.
To approve next steps in the sale process.
Those next steps being?
To go to market and receive either indications of interest or bids from those who are interested in purchasing JEA.
That's when she says she declined the meeting, telling McElroy the city council's participation would be premature. But Mayor Curry can also call a council meeting, and he did.
Unfortunately, she rejected that request. I think it's important that this be public at the same time to everybody, so I have requested a meeting on Wednesday.
Curry maintains he is not asking for emergency legislation.
It's irresponsible, it's false, and it's disgraceful for her to make that allegation.
He says he doesn't have an opinion on whether JEA should be sold, saying that hinges on what impact it'll have on residents' rates and JEA employees. The mayor's meeting is at 3 on Wednesday. Brochet says she'll be presiding over it. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.